In the immediate aftermath of the flood, we read the tragic story of Noah planting a vineyard, becoming intoxicated, exposing and then denigrating himself. The Torah recounts how Chum informs the other sons, Shem and Yefet, about what he has noticed, what Noah has done, and then those two, Shem and Yefet, take a garment and they cover their father's nakedness, preserving his dignity. Commenting on this pasuk, Rashi cites a medrash that acknowledges that Shem, in fact, took the initiative in this mitzvah, and therefore his descendants, the Jewish people, are rewarded with a mitzvah relating to a garment, the mitzvah of tzitzis. Because he did a mitzvah with a garment covering his father, his descendants will get the mitzvah of tzitzis. And what is striking is in the formulation that Rashi quotes from the Medrash, it describes what Shem did as a mitzvah. Well, what mitzvah are we talking about? Seems like, at least it's not a stretch to assume, that we're talking about the mitzvah of Kibud Av V'Aim, which further suggests something really striking. Is it possible that this is implying that even non-Jews are obligated in Kibud Av V'Aim? Really fascinating. We didn't know that. But the truth is that not only is that the possible interpretation of the Medrash in our Parsha, in Devarim Rabbah, the Medrash also says something amazing. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, none less than Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, declares that the greatest exemplar, the greatest person in Kibud Av V'Aim was Esav. And Rabbi Shimon Gamliel attests about himself that he was very meticulous in the mitzvah. But even he was outdone by Esav. After all, he admits that when he would go to the market, he wore nicer clothing than when he took care of his father. But, says Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Esav reserved his finest clothing for when he was taking care of his father, Yitzhak. So, again, certainly possible that this is not meant to be taken halachically, but suggests that there may be some element of Kibud Av V'Aim, which is universal, and not something that's just limited to the Jewish people and the Tariag Mitzvos. On the other hand, it's worth noting, there is the famous Gemara and story in Chazal about Dama ben Nesina, the non-Jew from Ashkelon, who had an opportunity for great wealth and riches and turned it down because he didn't want to wake up his father. He knew his father wanted to take a nap. That showed tremendous Kibud Av V'Aim. Of course, the story ends well. He gets another opportunity and then he makes back the money that he lost the first time. But the Gemara itself, in complimenting him and using him as a role model for us, Vachnina says, you see from this story something amazing. Look how much this non-Jew who was not commanded was rewarded. So we should realize all the more so, we who are commanded in Kibud Av V'Aim, we will be rewarded if we fulfill the mitzvah. So here it's pretty clear, Rabbi Chanina is assuming that Dama ben Nesina, the non-Jew, was not obligated in Kibud Av V'Aim. So there is perhaps some element of ambiguity in these sources in Chazal. But I think it's probably safe to say it's more of a minority view. But there are absolutely clearly identifiable sources, halakhic sources, that do seem to say that non-Jews are obligated in some form of Kibud Av V'Aim. For example, there's a discussion in the poskim why we don't make a bracha each and every time we fulfill the mitzvah of Kibud Av V'Aim. Why don't we say Asher Kesham V'Tzivanu on the mitzvah of Kibud Av V'Aim before we do things for our parents? So there are a number of answers to this question, but one answer suggested that in the Tshuvas Binyamin Zev is that there is no bracha on any mitzvah, which is also relevant to non-Jews. We only make brachos, in his opinion, on mitzvahs which are uniquely obligatory and performed by Jews. And that way we can say truly, Asher Kirishano b'mitzvosav v'tzivanu. We have been sanctified. Only us. We're doing this because of the mitzvah, and people who don't have the mitzvah don't do it. But non-Jews who do keep it aveim, we're not unique in that, and therefore there's no bracha. So it's possible, not 100% definitive, not mochrach, but it's possible that he's implying that non-Jews themselves are obligated in Kibud Av V'Aim, and therefore we're not distinguished in our performance. Now, you could argue and say all he means is that non-Jews actively perform the action, they perform the mitzvah of Kibud Av V'Aim, they respect their parents, but they're not obligated. It's possible, but it's definitely possible to read it that he's saying that they are commanded. Two sources which are more unimpeachable and unambiguous are from the Gaonim. Shmuel ben Chofni Gaon, in his commentary on our Parsha, as well as in other places, is very clear as he lists a whole rishima, a whole list of mitzvahs that non-Jews are obligated in. And one of the mitzvahs he says clearly is Kibud Av V'Aim. And he quotes the psukim in our Parsha about Shem taking care of his father, Noach. As furthermore, sources that say that Chum, who didn't really help, he was actually cursed for not fulfilling the mitzvah. So you see here, says Shmuel ben Chofni Gaon, It is a mitzvah. It is a meritorious act for a non-Jew to honor his or her parents. Furthermore, Rabbi Nissim Gaon, in his introduction to all of Shas, right, printed usually before Masechta Brachos, he says all rational mitzvos, including something like Kibbutz Avim, all rational mitzvos are obligatory on non-Jews. This is actually an idea that the Netziv, in some of his writings, takes up. So if you assume that the non-Jews are obligated in all rational mitzvos, we presume that Kibbutz Avim is on pretty much everyone's list of rational mitzvos, so that'd be yet another source that non-Jews are obligated. One area, a very interesting discussion in Halacha where this comes up, is the discussion about converts. If a non-Jew converts to Judaism, what are his or her obligations vis-a-vis the non-Jewish parents? So this is a big discussion, but one slice of that discussion is the Psak in the Shulchan Aruch, which is based on the Rambam, that a Jew who was a convert is prohibited from showing disrespect, cursing or hitting or any way disrespecting his or her parents. Shelo yomru, they shouldn't say, bonu mikedusha chamura lekedusha kala, that somehow, you know, it's easier to be a Jew. On the contrary, it's supposed to be higher standards, and they shouldn't have been more respectful of their parents before they converted than now after. That's the psak of the Shulchan Aruch. And many poskim take note of this rationale. Shelo yomru banu mikedusha chamura. That sounds like they were obligated in Kibbutz Avim when they were not Jewish. And now we don't want it to be that. Now that they converted, they have a less obligation. You're supposed to get more mitzvahs when you convert, not less. But that implies that they were commanded. But were they? Were they not? What's going on? So a number of answers to this question, but Rav Moshe Feinstein has actually a very fascinating answer in the Igros Moshe. He says it's true there's no formal real chiyuv of Kibbutz Avim. He says that's clear in most sources. But he thinks that all non-Jews, everyone is commanded in Hakaras HaTov, in basic human gratitude and decency, and therefore even a non-Jew is obligated to share not the formal mitzvah of Kibbutz Avim, but the basic mitzvah of Hakaras HaTov, of gratitude, with his or her parents.